Do you like your meals in bowls? My family does a bulgogi edamame kind of make it up thing. But for the real thing, well, we need Kathy Gunst here in our resident chef to bowl us over. Kathy, hello, and sorry about that.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Yeah.
You know, I think you nailed it, Scott. Winging it with bowls is exactly the point. They are so adaptable and interactive, and there's no way you can go wrong. You're layering flavors and textures.
And Kathy, how did bowls take over society? I mean, there's Chipotle, by us, there's Cava, there's the poke bowls. They're every direction now.
It's really funny because there's absolutely no difference, let's say, in eating a meal that's in a bowl with a grain on the bottom, some kind of protein, some kind of sauce, some kind of condiment, than eating it on a plate. I literally think it's more fun. And it feels, somehow there's become this association that bowls are healthy. So if you eat it all in a bowl, you're eating healthy food. But if you eat it on a plate, not so much. I don't know.
Put your french fries in the bowl. Yeah, yeah. So you have some suggestions for us, starting with breakfast bowl.
Yeah.
What do you have to suggest for us?
This is actually one of my favorites and a really wonderful way to start the day. So you make polenta or grits, which is simply a matter of boiling water and putting cornmeal in. And 5 or 10 minutes later, you have this delicious corn mush. You top it with sauteed kale or spinach or Swiss chard, green of choice. And then you either poach or fry an egg and top it with that. And then you can add avocado or Greek yogurt or hot sauce. This is what I'm saying. All of these bowls, just anything you want to play with is going to work here.
Yeah. All right. Lunch.
Lunch.
You're suggesting chicken on a bed of slaw. Tell us more.
Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be a carb at the bottom of a bowl. This is kind of a Latin flavored lunch bowl. You make a very quick lime slaw by thinly slicing red cabbage, grating some carrots, adding lime zest and lime juice, and that's at the bottom. And then I marinated some radishes in the quickest pickle on earth. You just slice the radishes, put them in a bowl, heat up some cider vinegar, water, sugar, salt, and let them sit for half an hour or so. Then there's chicken with fresh lime juice, cinnamon, cumin, hot sauce, and then it all gets layered. Slaw, chicken, radishes, a little bit of warm corn tortillas or flour tortillas, and crumbled feta, goat cheese, or Mexican cotija.
So while we're on this, the bed of slaw is just this fascinating idea because a lot of us think about it as a grain, rice on the bottom. Not everybody wants to have a lot of these carbs. What are some alternative beds?
The slaw is really nice. Sauteed greens, any kind of shredded raw vegetables, radishes, carrots, zucchinis, squash. It doesn't have to have a carb, and it can also be a healthy carb. So for dinner, I have brown rice, salmon with roasted fennel and radicchio, and then a very simple soy ginger sauce on the side. So brown rice has got the wonderful texture. Takes a little bit longer than white rice, but again, could be white rice, could be couscous. The sauce is fresh ginger, scallion, soy, and rice vinegar. And then the salmon gets roasted. It's all on one baking sheet, not a lot of fuss here, with a fennel bulb cut around it, a small head of radicchio, which is a bitter lettuce, olive oil, ginger, and scallion. And then you just layer everything, brown rice, salmon. You have the sauce on the side, a lemon, an avocado, sesame seeds. Being playful with these bowls is the answer. It's like, yeah, here's a recipe, but just adapt it. Have fun with it.
Yeah. You think we're in a bowl, era? That is, we're going to see more and more suggestions, innovations, changes, possibilities going forward?
A bowl state of mind? Yeah, I do. It seems to be permeating through many cultures. You know, you'll see Japanese bowls, you'll see Korean bowls, you'll see health food bowls, you'll see French-style bowls. It's a fun way to eat. And as I said, what I like most about it is how much interaction there is. And, you know, plop a poached egg on top of a piece of fish or chicken, and you've got a whole different kind of bowl. So endless possibilities.
We've been talking bowls for every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with Kathy Gunst, our here and now resident chef. And we'll have all of Kathy's recipes and I hope photos at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thanks, Scott. Good to talk.